This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Rhonda Birchmore. Well, when I think of all the leading men I've had in my life, none of them quite measure up to Glenn and Michael of the Royal Daltons. The Royal Daltons, they measure up, trust me, in every department.
Well, this man might have something to say about that. Don't you agree, Michael Dalton?
Oh, I would imagine he would, yes.
Because he's about to work with the lady herself, indeed. And it's a pleasure to say welcome back to the Royal Daltons. Hello, Trevor Ashley.
Hello, boys. How are you today?
Very well.
Now, you are very, very busy at the moment.
It's a little bit crazy. I'm a little bit manic.
But you are going to be coming back to Melbourne in a few months to do this show, Little Orphan Trashley.
And you know what? It's going to creep up on us because it's in about 8 weeks, so that's a bit scary. But I haven't actually thought about any of the lines from that show. I'm going to have to actually literally sit on the plane tomorrow with my script and go, how the hell does Tranny go? Anyway, so yes. So Little Orphan Trashley is coming with the beautiful Rhonda Birchmore.
Rhonda Birchmore, Gary Sweet. Now, how did this all come about?
Well, I wanted to take the piss out of Annie, basically. And
we will say from the beginning that we are both huge fans of Annie.
Yep.
Great.
Well, I mean, is there anyone? Yeah, well, there's a lot out there, isn't there?
Certainly a lot of our listeners, yeah. Let's be honest.
Well, you'll hate this. No. it's a really I love Annie, and I've always wanted to play Miss Hannigan. So instead I cast myself as Annie in my version, and it just kind of sort of this idea evolved because I really wanted to call it Tranny. And, of course, everyone hated me for it after I released that name. But I wanted to call it Tranny and be about a 10-year-old orphan who needs gender reassignment surgery, which is why she needs to find her parents. Because I always felt that that was a very flimsy part of the storyline.
That she needed to find her
parents.
Well,
it was just like, oh, I need to find them so as I know who I am. I'm like, oh, fuck that, you know. It's like just, you know, give us a better reason. So I decided that she needed to do it for legal reasons because otherwise she can't have her proposed reassignment surgery. And I think that that's a much better.
Well, I'm dying to ask, does she get it? But really, you've got to go and see it, haven't you?
You have to go and see it.
There's no way you're going to reveal that. I wouldn't want to know.
It is a comedy, so you can probably gather the end. Well, actually, maybe you can't. You never know with my shows, do you? But it kind of started that way. And the wonderful Rhonda Birchmore was always somebody who I've wanted to work with. And beautiful Ruda just said, absolutely. I'm going to play Miss Tranigan, and she is absolutely brilliant in it. She is so funny, and she's Rhonda like you have never seen her before, unless you've been at an opening night party at 4 o'clock in the morning. then you've seen it before. But
well, we are big fans of Rhonda's, and I mean, you know, so is half of Australia, if not more. But and I can imagine her saying yes, but getting Gary Sweet involved as well, was that easy?
Do you know what was funny? That I didn't know Gary from A Bar of Soap, and we pitched him this show, and I thought, wouldn't that be great if it was Gary Sweet? Because, do you know, I mean, the most I remember from my childhood is, of course, watching him on Police Rescue and then having Magda, Jean and Jaina, Gina and Jane, I've had two wines at the Carlton. Magda, Gina and Jane doing that Brides of Gary sketch.
Oh,
do you remember
that?
In Big Girls Blouse. Yeah. And they did that, Gary Sweet! You know, and they, yeah, it was very funny. And and so we just basically called Gary's agent and said, hi, so we've got this little idea. And would he play Daddy Warhorse in this show where, you know, he's opposite a transsexual Annie, basically. And they, Gary was intrigued, and they said, Gary's going to call you. He just wants to talk to you. Because, of course, everyone wants to read a script. And do you think I ever have it actually written?
Right.
I just write a sort of general synopsis, which is what we send out sort of to the people I'm interested in working with. And I say, here's a synopsis. We'll write it for you. So when you say yes, then I'll write it for you. And so Gary was like, of course, I want to read the script. And we said, there's no script. You just have to talk to me. So I pitched him the idea, basically, on the phone. And Gaz said,
loved it.
That is the most hilarious thing I've ever heard. I have to do it. So all of a sudden I had Gary Sweet in the show, and I really was not expecting him to say yes. So it was a joy. And then working with him for the whole of December last year at the Opera House. We just roared with laughter. Right. He was a ball. He's a fantastic man. And, you know, somebody who plays such straight, you know, blokey characters, to have him on stage with me is just hysterical. It is so funny. It really, really is.
Now, it's not been without its controversy. You mentioned that originally you wanted to call it Tranny, and now it's come back as Little Orphan Trashley.
Yes.
I suppose the main criticism has been that it makes light of, or people believe that it make light of, the
gender kind of
issues that transgender people go through.
And look, the thing is... I think a lot of that, a lot of the problem came from before anybody had actually seen the show.
So they just saw the tranny headline.
They saw the tranny headline. They got upset with that word, which I was personally very surprised at, because I honestly, you know, I mean, there's so many tranny trivias and tranny bingos and blah, 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 that I just didn't, I'd never heard everybody going, oh, you can't use that word. And if I'd have heard that, then maybe I would have, probably not, but you know, I may have thought a second time, because I just still thought that it was a funny title. And basically, we've had a lot of transsexual people actually see the show and when we were running, and they all loved it. Because, of course, I mean, saying that I was going to make fun of those sort of people was just ridiculous.
Well, you weren't you, but in a good way.
Only in a fun way, exactly. Only in a very accepting way. And I think that the nicest thing in the show, and what I kind of was really disappointed about, that everybody jumped the gun so early, was that... in the show, everybody's character accepts her so wholly, except for Ellen Jones, the evil radio announcer, who's, you know...
Oh, well, we had Rhonda on the show a couple of weeks ago, and she said she's loving playing that role as well.
Ellen Jones, yeah. And Ellen Jones being this bigoted, horrible, you know, character. So Ellen hates... You know, Fanny and Miss Trannigan had, and those people exist. And but you know, the thing that's the nice thing about the story is that the second that you know I bring up this issue with Daddy Warhorse and with Gary Sweet, he wants to help me, and so it's actually quite heartwarming, really. And I think that's I think that's the nicest thing. It's actually quite heartwarming and quite lovely, in a very filthy, dirty, and horrible way.
Now you had to, I suppose, reimagine, and it came about Little Orphan Trashley.
Yes.
Now I suppose you've been known amongst Sydney. The Sydney community is Trashley for years. And so I suppose for Melbourne people, they might not be overly familiar with that term.
No. That's sort of been my unofficial nickname for a very long time. It was the Campbells, David Campbell and his wife Lisa, who are dear friends, and they've always called me Trash and Trashley. And so we sort of I've had a Mardi Gras float as Trashley and blah, 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 blah. And so we just literally went, okay, what's the easiest fix for this? Because the show's going on no matter what. And that was what we went up with. And of course, in the show, I play a character named Fanny. And so there's obvious Fanny jokes with Gary Sweet insert here.
Brilliant. Well, it's all happening at, as we say, the Comedy Theatre. Now, it kicks off in about 8 weeks, the 4th through to the 14th of July.
That's correct.
And you've got a busy couple of weeks leading up to that as well, don't you?
Yes, I'm leaving tomorrow for London. I open on the West End as Liza next Tuesday.
Wow. Where are you at?
I'm at the Vaudeville Theatre. So please tell your friends in London, if you're listening, to come along and see me. I'm doing 6 shows only, and then off to Vienna after that for the Life Ball, and then New York, and then home for a second, and then back down here. So it's a whirlwind.
Well, we only wish you all the best, Trevor Ashley.
Thank you, darling.
Yeah, you'll get back to Melbourne and that'll be sold out.
Yeah.
Let's hope so.
I mean, it's not on for very long, so you'll have to book your tickets.
Yes, please do. We're actually selling really well already,
good.
Grab them.
Hurrah.
Ticketmaster.com.au. Thanks, Trevor Ashley.
Thank you, darling.
Thank you.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
I think I need to tell you a little bit about my friend getting a tattoo.
Yes. Now, this is Bobbert.
This is Bobbert Ochen, who has been talking. He's been sort of banging on for a couple of years about wanting to get a tattoo. And he's sort of like come up with all these sort of weird ideas about what he wants to get. And he was sort of unsure about it and all this sort of stuff. And so anyway, he decided that he wanted to get armor.
Yes.
Like a tattoo, pictures of armour on his arm.
Quite, I've seen the picture. It's quite detailed, isn't
Very
it?
Very detailed, yep. So he had to go, I think I talked about it last week, he had to go and meet with the guy and they had like a bit of back and forth.
And you went with him, didn't you?
I went with him, yes.
He's a bit girly, that one.
Very girly. Oh my God, you should have seen how nervous he was, even just like walking in to talk to the people.
Well, have you had one?
No.
No, but see, I wouldn't get nervous just talking about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, going in, yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, they had back and forth. Robert was sending pictures of what he wanted. The guy said, I'll combine all these things and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Came up with a design. They said, yes, that's going to be great. The man said, okay, I charge $180 an hour and there's 20 hours work in that.
Oh, my word.
Yes. Wow. Robert said, let's go with it. I know.
Jeez.
Could I have a discount? The guy said, all right. So dropped it, I think, to 150 or something like that.
An hour?
Yes.
Gosh.
I said, I charge less than that, and they get half of it back on Medicare.
Yeah, and I do as well. And,
yes.
And, you know, that's with release.
Yes. I know.
It's unbelievable.
Anyway, so Robert was, because we were going overseas in a few months. And
Did he not want to take any money with him?
Well, I don't know.
No.
But he wanted to make sure that the bulk of all of the work was done, so it healed enough to then be able to go to the European summer.
Yes. Now, they do recommend that when you have a tattoo that you keep it out of the sun.
For like 6 months or something like that.
Yes, because it fades.
Yes. Well, he's done his bit of research and he reckons that he'll be able to be okay with it as long as he puts sunscreen.
All right.
And I said, well, won't that be a bit strange in that the rest of your body's brown and there's this white patch on your shoulder?
Mm.
Said didn't seem to bother him.
Wouldn't be his only problem.
I agree. Mm. Anyway, so it was all sort of set to have the first sitting, which is going to be 6 hours on Friday. So midday, we trocked on down to the tattoo shop on Chapel Street. And I got there a little bit late because I was having a facial. And...
And why would you want to be there all 6 hours anyway?
Well, I was never going to be there all 6 hours.
No, so, you know, it wouldn't matter.
But I wanted to be there anyway near the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, just to be supportive and or, you know, aggravating.
What was the face like?
Well, I've actually got a photo on my phone. I could maybe put it up on our Facebook
we'll have
page.
Dina Curie's breast and Robert's arm.
Robert's arm getting tattooed with.
Wow.
Because I walked in there and he just looked extremely white. And he's just kind of like limped over this kind of thing. And the guy's just drawn on his arm and then going for it. And
it's painful.
Well, yeah. I said to him, how much is it hurting? He says, oh, it sort of hurts. It hurts like kind of being, you know, sunburn being scraped. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. That's not too bad. He said, yep, no, it's bearable at the moment. It's definitely bearable. Anyway, I left and went and did a whole lot of other stuff, whatever, but kept in contact with texts.
Yeah.
And we were, Anyway, at the end, he's like writing, I am in agony.
Yes.
I'm absolutely in agony.
Yeah.
Particularly because they had done like the black bit and then they had to do like white bits over the bits they'd already done.
Well, they drag it down the line, don't they?
Well, I don't know exactly how it works.
I've had to.
I know, yes.
I'm you know, practically a man.
Yes,
you know,
pretty much.
The voice, other, you know, and the walk.
6 hours. 6 hours he was in the chair. He has to go back for another 6 hours on Sunday.
Wow. And
I know.
He's, I mean, you know, a lovely guy he wouldn't meet, but I mean, she's a girl,
right?
She's a screaming Mimi,
right?
You know,
yeah.
Wow, so how was he that night? Did he go out?
No, he didn't go out. He's been all right, he's been sensible, and by Sunday night, he'll have basically half a sleeve covered in tattoo, and then Europe, here we come.
Now, I know you lot. Who was the first one to slap him on the arm?
I have not.
No.
I don't know.
I bet the others have.
I don't know.
Oh, you're all hooligans.
Probably.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Can I tell you, like, you know, I've been doing this training 3 times a week.
Yeah.
Dieting a lot, not drinking alcohol, or, you know, going overseas.
And you put on weight. Tell me you put on weight.
No, I haven't put on weight.
Okay.
But can I tell you that, you know, my trainer's just like a bit crazy, right? And in a good way.
Like, the other one was.
Yes, they all have been.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's be honest.
There's something missing, isn't there?
There's something about trainers that just like makes them a little bit unhinged, I think.
Yes.
But as I say, in a good way. Like, so this guy, like, he checked in at the gym at like 11 o'clock one Friday night.
Mm.
And I wrote on his Facebook, well, you know, just, you know, well, something like, oh, you're crazy. It was, I don't know what I wrote. Yeah. Something like that, just as I'm going to bed. Or
I'd
just
rather go then than in the morning.
Well, anyway, he said to me, oh, like, you know, so you don't, you're not like one that sort of trains at night. I'm like, no. He says, oh, like, the one sometimes, like, I'll wake up in the middle of the night, it'll be like 1:30. I'll go in and start training.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, focused, thinking, obsessed.
Good on him.
Good on him.
You know, he looks amazing.
Well, yeah, he looks great.
Personality of a peanut. And actually, I don't know. I have no idea. He's probably charming, is he?
He's very nice. But I one thing about him, he's very, very honest. Yeah. And so he does get excited every time.
I love people like that.
Right.
Yes.
So when I hop on, like, the scales, he gets excited about things. Like, if, you know, there's, like, if, you know, it's gone down or whatever. And so... And, like, really excited. It's great. It's a brilliant reinforcement.
But I don't think we'd get on.
Right.
But carry on.
But the other day, right, he's like, oh, you know, we're talking about, you know, doing a bit of a review.
Yeah.
And he says to me, oh, lift up your shirt.
We wouldn't get on.
And so I did. And he goes, yeah, still a bit of fat there. Still got to work a bit harder.
Well, I mean, that's why you're going there.
Well, kind of.
That is why people spend the money.
Well, maybe.
But I like to keep my shirt down. Mm-hmm. I am well aware of what lies beneath. And, yeah, I mean, no, I'm not ready for that.
Well.
Debbie Donut and I, when we're training, obviously, I don't say, come on, Debbie. I think it.
Yeah.
And she says, come on, Muffin Top.
Right.
You know? And that's how we get on. Yes. You know, as we inspire each other.
Right.
And when she wasn't well, I was fine with it, you know, but I thought, well.
Keep walking, you know, Debbie. Yeah, still got a bit of fat to lose.
I said, are you all right? She went, you know. So that's how we inspire each other. But we keep our shirts well and truly down.
Good.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
You went to the Green Room Awards on Monday night.
I did. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember anybody deafening me.
No.
I got bored a few times, but I don't remember. No, it was actually really good.
But did you deafen someone?
I don't believe I did. I probably bored somebody as well.
Right.
Because the Green Room Awards are the industry awards for theatre and opera and dance and all things like
cabaret,
that. Cabaret, yes. And everything, isn't it? And I recently joined the panel for the cabaret, so I get to go and see different shows.
Does that mean I could win one?
You definitely.
Yeah, good.
Definitely, without a doubt. Mm-hmm. In fact, you pretty much got one.
Good.
All I've got to do is engrave it.
Perfect.
But they gave out the awards because they are for last year.
Yes.
So the very talented and hilarious Bob Down, Mark Trevorrow, received a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Well, he's fantastic.
He's been around for a lifetime.
Yes. You know?
So that was very good. Rhonda Birchmore was hosting it.
Love her, obviously.
And it was all on the set of Driving Miss Daisy.
Perfect.
Now, just briefly on that side note, I was leaving the Eureka on Friday during the day. Cycled home, you know, after helping you during the day. I was helping, you know. I think
standing around.
Put a chair out.
Good on you.
Yeah. And as I was cycling home, I stopped at the lights on Chapel Street.
Yes.
And as an omen, Angela Lansbury walked by in front of me.
Oh, my God!
And, of course, immediately I went, oh, my God, I've got to get a picture.
Yes.
And I looked at myself and thought, I don't think I want that lasting memory.
You should have.
I looked awful.
No, not possible.
I did. Thank you. I know you're being so sweet to me recently. It's unnerving, but yes. And I thought, no. And I thought, you know, it's Angela Lansbury.
Yes.
She was so sprightly.
Right.
You know, and I assumed she's always, would always have that typewriter attached to her that she did a murder shoot. No.
Nice.
It wasn't, you know. No.
You didn't think you didn't have the temptation to try and sing it?
No.
Wow.
No, I mean, I was just too, I couldn't believe it.
Wow.
Anyway, so I let her go, you know, because I'd rather running after her, ringing me bell. Angela! You
should have.
No, I didn't want to scare her.
Good on you.
You know, she's of an age where you've got to be careful.
Angela, do you feel like doing the Friday Night Late Show Dolly Diamond at Eureka Hotel? It's every Friday night. We can fit you in whenever. It's
too late for her.
I'll tell Luke Gallagher that he can't come on one week.
It's too late.
You should have done it.
There's no room anyway. She couldn't fit in.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the Green Room Awards.
Yeah.
And Rhonda was a great host.
Love it.
Normally, it's hosted, but she was off doing the the Eurovision.
Julia Zemira.
Julia Zemira, mm-hmm. one of our good mates.
Yeah.
She did a live link.
Good on her.
Semi-live.
Right.
You know.
Pre-recorded but, live link.
Yeah, yeah. Jeannie was there. Jeannie Pratt.
Love her.
Sylvie Palladino.
Won the award for Best Actress in a Musical for her role in Chess.
Exactly. Chess did really well.
Well, it was a great production, production company.
Yeah, they mm-hmm. did really, really well, as did many, many others. But one of my favourite little lines was Rhonda asking one of the cast of the Addams Family how the production's going in Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
And when it's going to be coming down to Melbourne.
Yes.
Well, I didn't know that the actual production is closing and not going to be coming. And I wonder if it was common knowledge.
Oh.
Because it was quite a moment.
Really? Did Rhonda know?
I don't know. I would surely not. She's too sweet to say anything like that, so I would imagine not.
Oh, my gosh. Rhonda knew.
I don't know. Maybe. But it was funny. It was a good night. It was a really good night.
Brilliant.
Yeah, and I can't wait for you to get yours.
I can't wait either.
I'm going to get yours. Don't worry.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.